Students at Penn State University are protesting the school's deal with the revamped Napster. The university is planning to provide the subscription service campus-wide as an alternative to unauthorized music downloading. But some students are calling the plan a misuse of university funds. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
The new service gives Penn State students access to about 500,000 songs from a central database. They can listen to those songs as part of a music stream. They can download them onto a dorm room computer. But that's not good enough for Joe Jarzab, a senior at Penn State.
The school is claiming this to be legal file sharing. It's not. The only people sharing files is just one massive server, and then, in fact, you don't even get anything from the server. You're only streaming to it.
Jarzab complains that the music isn't portable or permanent because students can't burn the music onto CDs. Unless they pay Napster its going rate of 99 cents a song. And they can't take it with them after they leave Penn State. And Jarzab points out that the service isn't even free, as the university is touting. Penn State is taking the Napster subscription fee out of its information technology budget, which costs students $160 a year.
They could have used it for better lab equipment, or to upgrade the printers, or upgrade the classrooms, but we're being forced to use a program we didn't choose or want to use, and with the money that they're using from each student, we don't get to keep the files.
The university won't disclose how much the Napster deal cost, but Penn State President Graham Spanier says it's reasonable and that the annual IT fee will not have to go up to pay for it. The Penn State deal is the first of its kind, in part because Spanier has been serving as co-chair of the Committee on Higher Education and the Entertainment Industry, a joint university record industry committee. The record labels have been threatening legal action against universities if they don't crack down on file sharing, says Phil Lee, a senior analyst at Inside Digital Media.
The universities have been getting letters from the Recording Industry Association of America. You're constantly complaining about the fact that so much file sharing is going on campus. I think this gives the university a way of providing an alternative that makes sense to the students, and at the same time, giving the RIAA reason to back off and let's see if this thing doesn't work. You know, I bet that we're going to see other universities pick this up.
Lee thinks the subscription service that now has the name Napster is easier to use than such free sites as Kazaa and Morpheus, but it's a far cry from the free Napster service that first popularized file sharing in the late 1990s. Penn State has not blocked students' access to those Napster descendants, but university spokesman Tyler Kendig says the school will suspend students' internet access if they continue to trade copyrighted songs online.
I'm not sure that it will stop everybody right away. It may take some time for students to get used to this. We're going to continue to have to educate students about copyright laws, that it's unethical and illegal to download music through some of these renegade sites. But over time, I think the perception and mindset will change.
But if the goal is to teach students that music should cost money, the Penn State service may already be off on the wrong foot, says Peter Fader, a professor at the Wharton School of Business in Philadelphia. Fader says a service that waives the monthly subscription fee sends the wrong message.
It's one thing to subsidize it so the students will pay maybe half of what they'd pay, you know, say $5 instead of $10. But I think it's very important to get people in the habit of paying.
But will they? Penn State senior Joe Jarzab doesn't think so.
I think a handful of students may use it, but today I went around a lot before class, and a lot of people just said, I'm not even going to use this. You know, a lot of students already have a viable alternative.
The online music service will be available on a test basis starting in January. Penn State officials are hoping for a full launch in the fall of next year. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.